All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's going on, everybody? I'm Scott from Koenig, and we are here for another episode of Wheel Wednesday.
Right.
With me is Nick. Nick, you know Nick. You've seen him before. You could tell that one of these things does not look like the other.
I'm doing this from home because we're practicing social distancing. So Scott's in the office, and I'm at my lovely workspace at home.
Right. So we've kind of jerry-rigged this thing together to still bring you a Wheel Wednesday podcast. So I guess, you know, kind of moving through some stuff, we have some pieces of content that have begun to drop. As we've said, our goal is to bring you something every Friday. Last Friday we missed a little bit, and that's because we were trying to transition to getting this whole setup done where we're kind of working from home at various times. So we're sure that you probably understand that because of the fact that majority of you are probably also either working from home or, unfortunately, home not working. So, but whatever it may be, we're happy that you're here with us. We appreciate it. We hope that you, your families, and all that are doing well and at least not sick.
Right.
So the real question before we get into things is, where is all the toilet paper going?
Did you see the FBI is cracking down on people that are hoarding supplies? Yeah. So those masks are. They just did a raid and they had like thousands of masks and like these boxes. Like the FBI was loading them into a truck. I was like, what the?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's it certainly is pretty wild, but I don't know. You know, I mean, this whole thing has been pretty surreal, and there has certainly been a lot of issues that this virus has caused. And we've been talking about this now for months. I think we started talking about this sometime in end of January, February, where we said we were expecting delays on some of the wheels because of the whole virus and different supply issues on different things, whether you manufactured in other countries or not. There were certain things that kind of got stuck because of the supply chain issue. And we knew when that was happening on the other side of the world that things were impacted. But now, things are being impacted here. And you're starting to see some other things, and we're battling through it the best that we can. And we're thankful for all of you who have continued to support us and really have been, you know, still supported our products. But, you know, now comes an issue that we're dealing with that's real. And, you know, we've alluded to it in podcasts before that this would have some sort of delay on our wheels, and that is proving to be the case the worse this thing gets.
Right.
So what we know is that we're doing our best to maintain stock production and get as many wheels in as we can. So if you've put in back orders, if you've placed orders, if you're waiting for wheels to come in,
Are those starting to be pushed out, like people that have like back orders and stuff in and from months ago? Are we starting to be able to put some of that stuff out, or are there still serious delays?
Yeah, so we are really getting on top of a lot of those back orders. And anything that's current in our product line, we are doing our absolute best to push that product out. And we should be filling as many back orders as possible as we can. I mean, it's also busy season and race season, so it's, this is the nature of this part of the season anyway. So a lot of wheels are coming in, and we're putting in things all the time. I know we just got a bunch more Flowform wheels and Hypergrams and a whole bunch of stuff, so that's the good news. And the new finished Hypergram, a lot of those are starting to come in now too. So we are seeing a lot of product roll in, and back orders are getting filled, and we are, you know, still sending as much stuff out the door as we can. That's the good part. The not so good part.
I was waiting for it.
We've said this before, when we were in production years, launch years, when we're in launch years for products, products tend to have a slight delay anyway. So, for example, when we release a new wheel, you know, all the other stuff is we're pushing hard to have extra stock in the end of January, February, March, and April, especially because those are the times that you guys are looking not only to change the wheels in your car, spring starting, but you start to run into
tax season also.
Well, sure. I mean, from a business standpoint, but then you run into that issue of it's race season. People are finishing builds and prepping builds and getting ready to go racing.
Right. Right.
So we do our best to make sure that we're extra heavy stocked on big A part numbers during that time. But in a launch year, it's not uncommon to see that stuff show up March or so. And the reason that is because when you're in a launch year, if you're going to experiencing any slight issues or things you weren't foreseeing, it would most likely happen the first time you bring a wheel to market.
Right.
Now, we're not talking about structural things. We do all our testing and stuff like that well before we ever get to this point. But, you know, you may have an issue where a certain finish, paint, isn't getting laid down like you hoped. And we don't let that run on. We stop it immediately and we go back and we kind of just come up with a solution to the issue. And once we have that, production continues. So little things like that, and they are very, very small and marginal things in the big picture, they tend to take a little bit extra time to get things set up correctly so that you get the right product rolling out the door.
Right.
Now, that would have been there anyway. What wouldn't have been there is this darn virus. So first, you had a lot of supply chain issues that we've been talking about, which were causing a little bit extra delay. And we were saying we were hoping April. And then, again, this is only for the new wheels, only for the hexaform and the counogram. That's it.
So basically what we're seeing. So all of our other wheels are still, like, you can still order online. Like, is everything still able to be accessed normally, or are there some stuff that's still kind of on back order, or like what's?
Well, when it comes down to the hexaform and the countergram, the 18-inch, we're giving this to you. This is the formal, no BS answer to the ETA on the new countergram and hexaform wheels. This is take this to the bank. This is the deal. When it comes down to 18-inch, both A profile and B profile, so all the 18-inch sizes in both wheels, we are slightly delayed, but we're more on schedule. I believe that, you know, we were saying to people, hey, look, we got delayed a little bit. We're probably going to be looking at, like, you know, mid-April. And now it looks like we're going to be talking about mid-May. We're hoping 18-inch sizes for countergram and hexaform to be mid-May. Now, could that be pushed by a week or two? Of course it could. And the reason we can't tell you that is because we're not talking about delays in production. We're not talking about delays in supply chain. Now we're talking about what is going to happen here in the U.S. How will this virus impact a lot of us? What will that do to workers that are on ports? Well, what will that do to workers on ports? What will that do to wholesalers stocking? Which retailers will suffer such an issue or an impact or something that we don't know any of this stuff, and no one does, and you don't know it, and we just can't predict it. So we imagine there's going to be issues. We don't know what they are yet. We feel that if everything remained exactly as it is today, that in the early part of May, mid-May, 18-inch countergrams, hexaforms would be rolling in. I believe all the new colors, all the new finish for the Hypergram is already here at that point. So no issues there.
Nice.
But when it comes down to the 18-inch countergrams, hexaforms, again, I think you're no BS if everything went exactly like it is today, early to mid-May.
So is that only the 18-inch that's coming out?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then,
I'll explain that.
Because I was about to ask about all the other sizes and why 18 comes first as opposed to like the rest of them.
All right, that's a fair question. So let's start with your question first, right? The reason that 18-inch happens to come right now before all the other sizes. This will be kind of an interesting answer. So when we make samples for SEMA and for photography, we often start with one particular size or diameter. And yeah, this
that's
was
kind of what
low.
I was expecting.
Yeah.
I figured since we had the cars on SEMA, like that's kind of what I was thinking. I figured the mold and everything was already made.
Right.
So
you're right. So that's exactly what happened. So basically what happens is when we are preparing for SEMA, when we're trying to get new wheels out, when we're trying to get new photography done, we have to start somewhere. And so we optimally pick the molds that we feel would be the best for different photos or whatever it may be. And so we started with the hexaform and the countergram in this year with 18-inch, and we did all the diameters. Those molds were done early. They were done well in advance, and then what we do is we begin to move on to developing all the other molds that we need. Now, keep in mind, like I said, we are a manufacturer, we are a factory, we have to roll things in the right way. We have private label customers that we're building wheels for. We have other brands that we're building wheels for. We have a truck brand. So there's a lot to the timeliness of things, but then we start to move on to some other molds. Supply chain issues happen, and we start to have issues, slowdowns developing molds. Then we have slowdowns starting the production. Anyhow, that's what's happening here. Now, when we start talking about the no BS answer for 15, 17, and 19s on the countergram, and when we talk about 15s, bless you. When we talk about 15s and 17s, I think you sneezing actually. Move. I think your sneezing actually make the camera move.
However that works. Is your main camera still good?
I think so.
I hope so.
So when we talk about 15-inch, 17-inch, and 19-inch on the countergram, and when we talk about 15 and 17-inch on the hexaform, those sizes are going to be more delayed. Now, we're estimating at this point that the delay will only be about 30 more days. Now, the unfortunate part of that is that does put you right into the beginning of June. And
of course, the wheel size I need.
I know. We are doing. I promise you, when I say we're doing absolutely everything we can, we're moving molds to different we have multiple factories. We're moving molds to different factories. We're strategically rolling other production to certain locations that we have available to us that are our factories to try to create production holes to be able to push these things forward. We're sourcing anything that was delayed, whether it be paints or screws or boxes or literature, whatever it is, whatever we were having a struggle with, we have sourced it. We're coming up with issues, alternatives. We're actively working the problem. And
so, sorry to cut you off. I just had a question. So let me ask you this. So you mentioned that we're shipping stuff, we're shipping molds to our other factories. How are other factories affected as far as everything that's going on. I mean, we weren't really expecting to see, you know, what we're doing now and have to do social distancing and do our podcast like this. Like, I can tell you, I wasn't expecting this to happen. So is anything happening at any of the other factories that, I don't know, maybe also might cause delays? Or, you know, is there any other type of, like, different workflow that you have to implement in them?
I mean, I would say at this stage, not really. We, you know, we've tried to, on the manufacturing side, you know, we've done our best to kind of run through those hurdles already. So I would say that a lot of that stuff is already resolved or in the process of being resolved. I think there's always going to be hiccups. We're seeing, you know, this virus is, you know, is a global pandemic. It's all over the world, and right. It's in every country, and it's in every country, every location, and so what's happening here? I mean, I shouldn't say every country. You know what I mean? But I'm being a little figurative. But
it's
like if you look at the map for the if you look at this map, I mean, the whole damn thing's red. So, but what's happening here is that there are always going to be things, I think, that are going to pop up for a while. I mean, we had an issue with, you know, ports getting delays and different things. So I don't know, and I don't think any one of us knows. And I would be lying to you and everybody out there if I said we had a very, very concrete delivery date. Mm-hmm. But what we're doing is we're trying to come to you. You know, and this is why we have these podcasts where, you know, randomly there'll be some information. We're trying to come to you and give you the most up-to-date information that we possibly have and basically tell you, hey, look, here's the deal. Like, we respect you guys, you know, your support, and we respect the fact that this may impact people where they have to switch wheels. We don't want you to, but we understand, like, what, you know, we're doing the best we can.
Right.
And so it's also going to be very difficult. And, you know, we're trying to do this also for the retailers because everybody – all these different retailers, you have to understand, they all have different systems and different things for how their information filters down to the person that takes your order, to the person that you speak to on the phone, and to the website that you ordered off of. And you may see dates that say that the wheels are still coming by a certain date, and that date may come and go. Or it may not be accurate to what I'm saying to you, and that's not their issue. I mean, it is their – it's not their fault. It is an issue, but sometimes it's not just as easy as flipping the switch. I mean, especially when you have, you know, hundreds of brands and thousands of products and different part numbers. So we're doing our best to get that information out there, but we wanted to bring it directly to you first so at least you're conscious of what's going on and to know that – I would say, again, to recap, 18-inch hexaform and countergrams, I believe that you'll start seeing those, you know, delayed another 30 days, but hopefully coming in, you know, the early part of May. I believe that the other sizes in the countergram and the hexaform, you will see additional delay, and you probably will be looking at 30 days past that, which will probably translate to the area of around early June. Could that be delayed more? It could. I hope not. It could. We're doing our absolute best to try to speed that up. Maybe we'll get in front of it a little bit. At this stage, it's not looking like it. So we're just trying to bring that to you and tell you in a real legitimate way what the issue is and what we're going through and what, you know, and so that it's at least out there.
Right.
So I don't know. This wasn't the podcast we had intended for today, and it wasn't something that we planned. It actually was something that, you know, when we spoke this morning, I said to Nick, I said, I think we're going to have to do a podcast about the delay because I feel like it's a little bit more definitive now as far as, like, we could see certain things getting delayed and the writing was on the wall. And we saw certain things getting affected. But then when it really hit us and there was other issues that we're having, like moving wheels around this country, our country, it took on a whole new meaning.
So Scott, here's something I think would be important to mention. As far as like, and I'm pretty sure we touched upon it last week, but as far as like Koenig as a company, you know, we're open, you know. I mean, the office yep. doesn't have everybody in it, but there's still somebody to talk to about sales, and you can still email and all that stuff to get help. So I feel like that's something important to mention. So, you know, if anybody does need help with anything, they can call in and you know, somebody will be there to help them out.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing you should know from Koenig's perspective, you know, if this is something you're thinking about, we are operating at 100% exactly, not like we were before, but 100% operational as we were before. And that means that whether we're doing some distancing here at the office or we're not here at the office, we have come up with ways to continue to facilitate. All the phones are forwarded if somebody's not in the office and they're working from home. All the 100 numbers go on a chain of things, so everybody's there to get your phone. Some people are in the office, very remote. I mean, there's only two of us in this particular location right now. Warehouse staff is doing their absolute best for all over the country in any location to get the orders out the door, and they are. I mean, we are shipping the same way as we were before. Everything is 100% on par. Emails, marketing, all that stuff. Could you see maybe a slight delay? Maybe, but for the most part, I know I'm answering all my emails the same way. I know that you know, the sponsorship guys are doing the same emails the same way. The sales team is answering the same way. I would say in a lot of ways, you may get a faster email reply or social media reply because of the fact that we're so focused on the electronic means right now, especially when somebody's out of the office. For example, you know, if you message us on our website, if you message us on Facebook, you may or Instagram, you may find that your answer comes in outside of our normal operating hours because guys are sitting around and used to answering the stuff at home anyway.
Right.
So,
and another thing is, we still brought you this podcast with social distancing.
Yeah. So we still have that going, and we're still working on content for you guys. And our hope, I 100% Friday we'll have another piece of content up on our YouTube channel. So if you're listening on iTunes, check that out there. And we're trying some new things
in the beginning, but like and subscribe.
Yeah,
we forgot to do that in the beginning.
Yeah, Nick will throw up his animation.
I'll put the animation. I love that animation. I'm so proud of it, honestly.
Good, Nick. I'm proud of your animation too.
I'm proud of it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, so I don't know that there's that much more to say. I kind of feel like we just shot everybody's puppy, and now we're like, all right, well, you know, good luck, you know. But you know, again, I couldn't think of another way to appropriately, directly, you know, answer this. And I mean, I just couldn't think of another good way. I mean, yes, are we informing retailers? Absolutely. When people call in, are we telling them? Yes. However. For you guys that are, you know, kind of our really tight-knit group here, we couldn't think of a better way to tell you what was going on. And I don't know. That's the deal. Really interesting stuff going on over on the B is for Build channel, just randomly noting.
Really?
Chris is working.
What are they
got going on? He's been working on this. He took a modern, like, I think it's an S550 Mustang, right? I forget the year. I think it's maybe a 16. Anyhow, he cut the body off of it and put, like, an old Mustang body onto it. So he's been working on that.
That sounds interesting.
It looks like we are going to have wheels on that car. Yeah. He looks like he's going to have some Koenig wheels on the car. So keep up keep in tune for that. I think they're going to be coming. And, I don't know. That's pretty much it on that side of it. If you guys have any questions, as always, we will be live in just a little while. Right. 3 PM Eastern Wednesdays, we go live. Unfortunately, it looks like it's just going to be me, again this time, right? Is that what we did, or did you?
I chimed in. It took a little while to get that up and running, but I chimed in right. just to help you out with those comments and questions there. Maybe we'll do that again.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll figure something out.
If
you're watching this at on Wednesday, we have a couple hours to figure it out. So.
Yeah, so we'll figure that out for later, and we'll try to figure out a solution. But business as usual, we are operating and everything we can to get your wheels out if you've ordered them. And we, you know, listen, thank you, and first and foremost, any those frontline people. I know I have some family that are doing the same thing, and it's a daunting task right now. And I hope that everybody stays well, healthy, and all that good stuff. So. I think that's all I have for today. Nick, do you have anything else you want to add before we head out?
No, that was pretty much it. I mean, you know, I hope everybody's staying safe in this, practicing social distancing like you and I are. Mm. And, yeah, just, you know, wishing everybody well.
Yeah, I agree. So take care of yourselves. Take care of others. And, you know, hopefully we'll get this through this together. And, hey, listen, if you're home, try your best if you can, and you're home, and you're to make the most of this and utilize any time you have down. Look, I mean, I'm not saying this is great. It stinks. But, I mean, if you're home already, you might as well try to make the best of it. Get out there, do some car stuff, you know, work on your car, anything you can. And we may even have a piece of content coming your way soon, kind of just to address that. So,
yep.
I don't know. Stay tuned. So until next time, tune back here next Wednesday. We should have a podcast unless the apocalypse boils over, in which case, I don't know.
Hopefully not.
So, but anyhow, thanks for tuning in. If you wouldn't mind throwing us that subscribe down below, that'd be cool. And we will catch you next time. Take care.
Peace.